I've never been a political activist before. I'm just a middle-aged, slightly balding, slightly overweight bloke from Brixton. But I've been absolutely horrified by what this government has been doing to a country that I really love, and to all the institutions that I love, like the NHS, and to people who are a lot worse off than me and wanted to do something about it for a very long time. And when I saw Jeremy Corbyn on TV, he looked like the man who could be a figurehead for the movement I wanted to see in this country, a grassroots movement that involved people like me who weren't activists, who wanted to get out there and wanted to make sure that my friends and my neighbours and the people I know aren't absolutely smashed by the cuts and everything that are coming down the line from Osborne and Cameron over the next few years.
Same question.
Well, jogging aside, I guess this is my patch of land, and I want to make sure that you know, the place I sleep in, stand in, you know, it's just the way it should be. And for the first time, probably, there's somebody that I feel like I can stand behind, that I can trust, and that's why I'm here.
For me, it's about being able to collaborate with other people from other walks of life, who care about the same things, who want to live in a more inclusive, fairer society. And I think that Momentum's a great open space for those kinds of debates and that kind of collaboration with people who maybe have not voted before, people who haven't been political before, and people maybe who voted for other parties.
Yeah, I'm a trade union member, and for me, politics really hasn't been this exciting in a long time. And we really saw, you know, this force for social change developed behind the Jeremy Corbyn campaign. You know, you had young people scaling walls to get into political rallies. My sister, who is 23, she's a student, she's a single mum, she went to her first ever political meeting for Jeremy Corbyn. And I think it would be a real shame if we kind of lost that energy and enthusiasm, the momentum that developed behind Jeremy's campaign. So for me, it's about how we organise structures to engage that movement and engage those people and bring them on board to ultimately secure a Labour victory in 2020.
Why not just join the Labour Party and try to change society through that?
Yeah. There are already groups within the Labour Party that organise within the Labour Party, and there always has been. You know, there's Progress, there's the Fabians. There's nothing controversial in terms of what we're doing. It's just that you have to accept that there are groups of people, young people, workers, that feel alienated by New Labour and kind of previous things that happened within the Labour Party, for example, the Iraq War. And this is an opportunity to bring those people back into the Labour Party and back into the Labour movement.
Now, same sort of thought. Why not just do this by joining Labour?
Well, I think the important thing is that a lot of us are. I mean, I am a Labour Party member. I joined under Ed Miliband, but I only really became active under Jeremy Corbyn. A lot of us are involved in our constituents' Labour parties. You know, we work with our CLPs. On Saturday, for example, you know, we're doing a voter registration drive, and I will be out in the morning with my local Labour Party, and I will be joining Momentum in the afternoon to open that debate up to people who maybe aren't members of the Labour Party. It's about Momentum is an additional strength and resource for the Labour Party, not its enemy.
Like, we run a phone bank 2 days a week out of the TSSA office, and it's Momentum for Labour. And basically what we're hoping to do is to widen the political discourse, get people in that probably aren't as trusting of the Labour yet, but we see it as a segue into Labour, because all of us here are just trying to, you know, make sure there's a 2020 victory for Labour, and we see it as, you know, an opportunity to kind of get people engaged and then get people involved in the issues that most interest them.
I'm a Labour Party member as well. I joined about 20 seconds after Corbyn won, and I think there needs to be an organisation that can look outwards from Labour, that are people like me who just live in this area and talk to local people in a language they understand, who know them, and can get them involved and enthused about progressive politics and about having a voice and not being afraid to use it and being outside of the Westminster bubble rather than looking in, feeling that they can actually be part of the conversation. And I want to start that conversation with them.
And tell me if I'm being unfair, but is it about trying to reshape the Labour Party more in the mould of the ideas of Jeremy Corbyn?
Of course I want to support what Corbyn believes in, because those are the policies that I always thought Labour was about, and that's why I'm always really mystified when I start hearing labels like hard left thrown about people like me. As far as I'm concerned, Jeremy Corbyn's an old-style Labour person, and of course I support his policies and I support the things that he believes in. But as far as I'm concerned, I joined this organisation to reshape society and the people around me and get them to join in rather than to be involved in some kind of internecine battle in the Labour Party.
I mean, to be able to reshape something that's low power, isn't it? I think it's just about giving more people a voice and allowing for there to be consensus around issues that are really important. And I think it's literally about providing a wider platform. Because I think I've spoken to more people that are like me that I didn't think existed. And I'm not a hardcore political activist. And it's nice to know that when you actually don't have the know-how, that you can meet people that you can implicitly trust to kind of take that forward for you. And I think this is what this network has allowed to happen.
I think it's worth remembering as well that when Jeremy won the leadership election, he won with 50% of the membership vote as well. So I don't think that we are in any way really that different to a very core group of Labour members. I mean, 60,000 people have joined since Jeremy was elected. That is a huge asset in just in a matter of weeks. Now, their views need to be heard, but I don't think that that will necessarily result in some drastic shift in shape and size and nature of the party. You know, we are a broad church, and Jeremy is very proud of that. And I think we would be unwise to exclude people because we felt like they didn't match up to our values.
Yeah, I certainly don't necessarily think it's about reshaping the party, but about representing the policies that the members have clearly given Jeremy Corbyn a mandate to represent them on. You know, that we've always had these discussions within the Labour Party about what the Labour Party represents. And I don't think it's helpful to kind of paint this caricature of this hard left coming in trying to sort of change the Labour Party. You know, it's certainly not about that. It's about making it more inclusive and more representative. And, you know, the Labour Party was founded by the trade unions to represent the interests of working people in Parliament. And that's what it needs to do. And that doesn't mean it's about alienating hard-working, committed Labour Party activists that were maybe involved prior to Jeremy Corbyn, but it's about how we have that open and democratic debate within the Labour Party that engages everyone to create a party that is a force for social change.